Good morning, brothers, sisters, all saints. I just had two thoughts this morning the Lord put on my heart. After talking to Shay last night, I started thinking about conviction. And the reason I brought that up during the talk is I remember a time in Once Saved, Always Saved when I was deceived that I was convicted of a lot of sin, like addiction and just the way I treated people and how I talked, like my language and whatnot. I was convicted of sin for sure. Does that mean I was born again, though? And you have to think about it. God gives every man a conscience. If we haven't seared our conscience, if it's still kind of soft on the inside and we can take what our conscience is telling us and say, okay, I got to turn from that. It is a homing beacon that God puts in every person. But does that mean you're born again? Does that mean you're born from above? Does that mean you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you? Or are you just being convicted of things that you should know not to do in your conscience? And this is really important because a lot of people, especially those claiming to be born again, Christians in today's society, professing Christians, a lot of them say they're born again because they had conviction. Well, the Lord saved me from my alcohol, which means I must be born again. Oh man, I was a porn addict, but I stopped watching porn. It must mean I'm born again. Oh man, I used to swear so much, but I stopped swearing, so it must mean I'm born again. See, people have conviction, but they're still living in their false ways. They're still practicing, let's say, Christmas and Easter and all of these false ways. Yet they say they're born again because they felt convicted of certain sins. So I was just thinking about that today. Can conviction, what is the difference between conviction of the conscience and conviction of the Holy Spirit, which leads to truth? That's something to study out. I might put it in my study going over, like, God as like feeling experiences that the world thinks, and then the God of truth and righteousness that we're supposed to be worshiping. So that's one thought. And then my second thought was actually on Mark 10:29 that I read yesterday. And this is hopefully going to be edifying for you. At the end of that verse, here I'll read the whole verse. And Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's." So I was also thinking about this as well. We leave everything for Christ's sake, for what he did for us, for Jesus, who died, was buried, and is risen, who is alive today. Lived a perfect life, perfect sacrifice. We can't make it to heaven on our own. He's the only way we would be able to make it. So we sacrifice everything for him, for that. And then he says, and the gospels. So I started thinking about that. That's talking about, from what I see, is a testimony, a solid testimony. So you leave everything for the gospel's sake. So I guess the question I want to ask is, do people see the gospel in you? You have to ask yourself that question, because you leave everything for the gospel's sake. Because if people saw you're still in the world, you're still compromising on sin, you're still hanging out with people that are claimed Christians, but don't follow the truth, don't follow the real gospel, they still attend church and whatnot, and you say, well, you know, I can kind of overlook that. Do people see the gospel? Do people see the sacrifice? Do people see the cross that you're bearing for Christ? So leaving everything for the gospel's sake makes your testimony really solid, and Satan hates a solid testimony. Because he knows if he can keep you compromised in sin, people won't take the Lord seriously, they won't take his word seriously, they won't take his power seriously. But if you have a testimony where you're like, I sacrificed everything for the Lord, he gave me his Holy Spirit, and I'm walking in holiness and obedience, and I have to do this my whole life, if you have that testimony and people can see it in your life, that's very powerful, to people. Like, I was just on a college campus preaching. You can see it on my website. And I was telling these college kids, I was in the same spot you were. I even played football because we were preaching at a football game. It's foolishness. I had to come out of all of this stuff. I came out of all this stuff. I'm made an oddity to the world now. God changed me. I'm no better than any of you. But it's a really powerful witness. And I think that's why the Lord said, for my sake and the gospel's. So you have to ask yourself that question. Do people see the gospel in you? So those are just the two thoughts I had this morning. I wanted to get them out to you brothers and sisters, whoever else is listening, and just ponder those things. Conviction. Is it of the Holy Spirit, of the conscience? What's dangerous about just the conscience conviction and not the Holy Spirit conviction? And then number two, make sure people can see the gospel in you, and make sure you're sacrificing your old life, you're crucifying your old life for the gospel's sake, because it is very important. So I hope you all have a blessed day.